Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Exmouth Town Council planning meeting at the Chamber at Exmouth Town Hall on Monday, the 10th of December at 6 p.m. Before I start, can I say that we have had a member of the public that has tried to listen to some of the council meetings, and in particular, they were listening to the full council meeting. But at all the meetings, we're just reiterating the importance of making sure that we get everything recorded and that people in the public can listen to it. So therefore, it's important that we put the microphones on when we speak and turn them off so that someone else is speaking, that that's clearly heard as well. So if I can just draw that to your attention.
What was the comment then, that they couldn't hear?
Yeah, it's just that phone call from a member of the public looking to listen to last night's full council meeting directs us to the correct page. However, she also mentioned that sometimes the recordings are not that good, probably due to councillor speakers not speaking into the microphone properly. Please can you remind them at the start of meetings to ensure they are using microphones correctly so that recordings are complete. All right. So, apologies for absence. Any apologies for absence? Yes. Brian Toy, I presume, and Councillor
yes,
Taylor is.
Yes, Brian Toy.
Thank you. No others, thank you. Got no members of the public wishing to speak this evening, so I'll move straight on to the minutes of the meeting held on the 26th of November 2018. The minutes have been circulated. Is it your wish they're signed as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
In favour? Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Have members any interest they wish to declare on items on the agenda this evening? No? Thank you. There are no items of urgent business. So I move on to determine applications under delegated powers. In the town ward, application 18/2404 advertising. This is spoken, 43 Strand. Installation of replacement fascia illuminated externally and one externally illuminated hanging sign. We have received statutory consultee comments, and I will ask Sue if she'd summarise for you.
Yes, first of all, the conservation officer, they say, similar to when we discussed the frontage last week, 2 weeks ago, they say the level and detail of the supporting information is poor, including the heritage statement. However, the principle of the replacement fascia and signage is acceptable, subject to further clarification. Whilst a timber fascia would be preferable, this is certainly an improvement on the existing situation, and the use of the grey background with yellow lettering more appropriate for this prominent corner building, listed grade 2. It is not clear from the plans where the hanging sign on the traditional metal bracket is to be located, but the overall principle of the signage is acceptable. This information should be ideally supplied prior to any decision to avoid the need for conditions. So the conservation officer has a provisional recommendation that the proposal is acceptable in principle, but details of the location of the hanging sign is required. Then we have environmental health, do not foresee any environmental health pollution issues with this proposal, therefore they have no further comment to make, and we don't have the County Highways Authority's comments as yet. Thank you.
And there are no representations. Councillor Mazdy.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, this is the proposal we had a couple of weeks ago under a different title, I suppose, and the illustrations supplied were exactly the ones which were supplied before, and yeah, I can't see where the hanging sign is to go either on that, but yes, I'm happy to approve it with the environmental officer's provisions, of course. Thank you.
Councillor Dumper?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, I would second Rob's proposal. I think conservation officer, subject to conservation officer approval of the revival conditions thereof.
Thank you. Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, as part of it was not the original as we remember it, And I think for any conservation officer or planning officer to say that you should put wood cladding on the seaside business, on a corner plot like that, where it rots away, which is what happened to some of the other wood, I think they need to look at that again. I don't see any problem. I'm quite happy to go with Councillor Mason's acceptance.
Councillor Nicholas?
If you look up the road to Franklin's, they've got very similar. So I really don't see why they should make... I can't remember Franklin's asking permission to change surface yet.
Councillor Cagan?
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I was just concerned about the comments from the... Is it the conservation officer?
Mm-hmm.
And saying about there shouldn't be a decision until we know where the signage is. Could the District Council not just ring up the applicant and find out where the sign is going to be?
They have to have a proper plan of where the sign is. They should have sent it in with the application,
right,
where the signage was going. So it's critical that they do need the actual planning application with the exact place the signage is going to be. But it's not clear where it's going to be at the present time.
Is that over the door?
No, that's not a hanging sign. That one is the one that's on the side of the building. This is a hanging sign with a bracket.
We have to assume it's...
We're assuming where it is, but we don't know, is what the conservation officer is saying. And I think what he's concerned about is that if he doesn't get confirmation of where the sign is, it might be moved to another area, that he won't have had the site of the location.
Yeah. I heard, Chairman, the conservation officer is not going to be difficult on this one, like he was on the last one.
Well, it's proposed and seconded for approval on the basis of the conservation officer's report, which is in principle, but details of the location and the hanging sign required. All those in favour? None against. Thank you. Move on to the next application, which is Withercombe Raleigh Ward. Application 18/2497 Tree, the paddock, St John's Road, T1 Beach, reduced height by 1 metre and reduced lateral spread by up to 1.5 metre. Making pruning cuts of approximately 30 millimetres in diameter. T2 Beach, reduced southern aspect of crown by 1 metre, crown raised to give 4 metres clearance above ground, making pruning cuts of approximately 30 millimetres in diameter. G1 Beach and Hornbeam, reduced heights and spreads by up to 1.5 metre, crown raised to give up to 4 metres clearance above ground level, making pruning cuts of approximately 50 millimetre in diameter. We've received a tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to summarise. Thank you.
Yes, as you can see, these trees are grown adjacent to the St John's Road property boundary, but they contribute to the amenity and character of the area. However, left unchecked, these trees would outgrow their environment and would require more drastic and destructive management. Beach T2 has extensive dysfunction and decay up to the north side of the main stem. The proposed works would maintain the current status quo, and no objection is raised given the previous historical management. Recommendation is for approval of all works. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Taylor?
Yes, I think we just go along with the tree officers. It's quite a hefty pruning, but as you can see, the needs treatment.
Very close to the house.
Well, the house is close to the tree, Chairman.
That's probably right. Yeah, I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Thank you. And against? Now move to consider the planning applications for consultation. Firstly, in Littleham Ward, 18/2715 Full, 168 Salterton Road, construction of first floor extension over garage and dormer window to rear. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Humphreys?
I'm happy for this to go ahead. I have no comments from neighbours or my colleagues.
One second.
Thank you.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. Next application is 18, Oblique 2667 Reserved Matters, land opposite 9 Albion Hill. Approval of reserved matters, access, clearance, landscaping, layout and scale for the construction of two link detached dwellings with attached garages. Received comments from statutory consultees, but no representations, but I'll ask Sue to summarise those two. Thank you.
Yes, Environmental Health recommends that the applicant follow the construction site's code of practice to ensure impact on nearby residents is kept to a minimum. Councillor Mark Williamson supports the application, subject to any comments by Highways, in view of the narrow roads and parking congestion in that part of Exmouth. Although the development involves the demolition of garages, it includes attached garages, and this is beneficial. A highly sustainable location provides accommodation closer to services, schools and transport, and therefore in accordance with both the local and national policy. We do not have any Highways comments, unfortunately. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Humphreys?
Mark William has said it all. I agree. Any objections?
Okay, so propose approval, but subject to any comments made by Highways with regards to the roads or parking congestion, and obviously that the applicant to follow construction site code of practice in accordance with our environmental health. I'll second that. So proposed and seconded for approval on that basis. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18, I believe 2295 full, West Down Farm, Sandy Bay. Alteration and extension to existing dwelling and conversion of existing barn to provide an additional two dwellings. We have no comments from statutory consultees and we have no representations. Councillor Humphreys?
Madam Chair, I'm happy for this to go ahead.
Okay. One second.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18, I believe 2596 full, British Red Cross Hall, South Street. Demolition of existing hall and construction of five flats. We have comments from statutory consultee plus a representation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, Councillor Mark Williamson supports this application, which reflects the actual and evidence housing need in Exmouth. The provision of four off-road parking spaces is a bonus, and so that the development will not exacerbate the parking problems faced by residential occupiers in this part of Exmouth. The design is in keeping with overall street scene in this area and is highly sustainable development. We have, however, one representative who says this appears to be overdevelopment of the site. There is concern that the vehicle access to the rear of number 7 Roll Road currently endures cars parked blocking the access road, so four spaces for five flats would be inadequate. Thank you.
Councillor Humphreys.
I have been down to myself and looked at it, and I don't feel that it's overdevelopment. With the amount of what's going on within Exmouth, within smaller area, I'm okay for this to go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Just back.
Councillor Cagle.
John, can you just confirm for me how the are they flats on top of each other, or is it?
It's what's on the planning there.
Oh, sorry,
yeah.
But there is parking for all of the apartments.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Sorry, Councillor Taylor.
Yeah, I thought they said there were four parking spaces, but five flats.
The provision of four off the road parking spaces. That's what Councillor William has said. Is it four parking spaces on the planning
four
application?
Four parking spaces, five flats.
Yeah.
So one.
So
one.
Yeah. Not have one then.
Somebody is unlucky.
The last
you
one.
Do
it's,
the
free for all. It's a pity that they couldn't have found enough car parking spaces to have had one beach flat. I wonder if they've looked at it very carefully, and they say cut it back to four flats. I mean, that hall was good, amazing,
yes, of course.
Wasn't it? Mm. To the time, it was used by all sorts of banks.
The British Red Cross.
The Red Cross, and again, it's just green from up above, they snaffling everything.
Well, at the moment, it's commercial, isn't it? It's a glass company.
And the local developer who developed the existing houses that was Burroughs. It's the same developer that's doing it, so just out of interest. Sorry.
Okay. It's been proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Those against? Thank you. That's carried. Move on to Town Ward, application 18, the 27014, flat 2, 19 Albion Hill. Construction of dormer window, incorporating balcony to rear, and installation of roof lights to front. There are no statutory comments, and there's no representations. Councillor Magden.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, this is a large semi-detached building with a very large sort of extension to the rear of the building, same, which is part of the same property. So you can see here, this is the balcony that they're proposing on the very top level. This does look out over this roof and to the building at the rear, but plus up their garden, but there's no properties nearby it's overlooking. I suppose it does overlook the neighbour's garden to the right there to the sorry. And there's the roof light at the front again doesn't overlook anybody. This is a very large property, ideal for dividing into flats, which it is already, I believe. So, actually, I will be happy to propose acceptance of this.
Thank you. Councillor Dunker.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, and I didn't see any objections. If you didn't see any objections sooner, I'm quite prepared to second on that basis.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18, the 26234, 100 Rosebury Road, construction of garage and workshop. There's no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Marsden.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, this is a very sort of ordinary sort of garage, wooden construction. It appears to be replacing something which you can see on the left there, a smaller building. It backs onto the service road which runs behind the properties. It's 0.7 feet back from the boundary, exactly the same as the existing little structure. I see no reason to object to this, so I'm happy to propose that we accept it.
Thank you. Any comment, Councillor Dunker?
No, I would say if it's going to be used as a garage, then I think that would improve things. That particular back lane between Rosebury and Egremont is very wide and there'll be plenty of... So I'm quite happy to second that approval. A good back lane to build garage in.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18, I believe 23944, 23 Magnolia Walk. Proposed conversion of second floor storage to provide 3 two-bedroom apartments. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Masdy.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So there's an error here. This is not 2/3 Magnolia Walk, it's 23 Wall Street. So somebody's made a little mistake in the description. But the plans clearly state that it's fronting onto Wall Street there, and it clearly states it is above Main Travel and New Look, whereas 2 Magnolia Walk is the co-op.
No.
The plans clearly state 23 Wall Street. That's got 23 in it there. And looks like 2B at the back. That's
2B at the
back.
Let's have a look at the coming application.
But it's clearly Roll Street, yes. It's 2 Magnolia Walk, site address there, but it's suspect that could be the referring to the 2B at the back. And the note says Rolls, that's the...
must be the postal address.
Anyway, it's the building where Hayes travelled in, and we're referring to the second floor, top floor there, converting to three apartments. Each one's got two bedrooms. One would have a substantially separate kitchen, the other two not quite so big kitchens. There's no parking spaces, obviously, and no space for bins or anything like that, as far as I can see anywhere on the plan. But this is in line with the government guidelines of creating space to occupying upper buildings above block and shops and things, so I'm going to propose acceptance.
Thank you. Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I see it's second floor storage converted to provide three two-bedroom apartments. Is it presumably adequate, I'm assuming there's adequate fire escape provision within that development, being there on the second floor?
That would be for building regs when the actual planning application, because
it's a staircase, isn't there?
If they feel that it should have any other...
Yeah, there's only one staircase.
If they believe it should have any further escapes, then that will come up under building regulations.
Okay.
So they'll look at it and have a look.
Thank you.
Yes, okay. Councillor Chapman.
Just an observation, I don't know what Councillor Marston thinks. It says 2-3 Magnolia Hall. Is that inferring then that flat 1 would be in the entrance now, but flat 2 and 3 would be entrance through Magnolia Hall?
Well, it's overall the premises, so
it's
probably
going to
have... Yeah, but the 2B, there is a door at the back, isn't there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
next to the...
Yeah, it's like a little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking 23 would have... you couldn't have three flats going through one door, could you?
Well, you could do.
It depends
how it's configured.
Ross, can you go back to that document?
This is silent access.
It says non-resident to West.
So it says there all new post flats. Communal access is the ground floor.
And the right at the bottom of the page.
I think it's
boundaries.
They've got to have a separate doorway, haven't they? You can't be going through.
There are separate doorways next to.
It says it's separate to the
to the west is bound by the public highway road street, non-residential unit 23 Rock Street. There's a bit of a conflict in the address there, isn't it?
Well, we can obviously raise that with the Sue, can actually point that out when she returns it to the planning, just to get
so
clarification.
The west is the. Because it sits over the top.
Yeah, I think it's because they put 2 and not 2B. Because that's clearly 2B on the location plan.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other one is, the one that hasn't got a number on
number it. Number 3, that's fine.
No, number 3 is at Krusty Cobb.
I think it's a double-fronted shop.
That's Krusty Cobb 21.
Yeah, that's number 3. The Krusty Cobb is, the back of the Krusty Cobb is number 3, because that's their address for something.
Is it 2B, Chair, because it's second floor flat? In other words, it's number 2.
But there's obviously access is down that that dividing alleyway, isn't it?
The shop on the corner.
Oh, it's 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit confusing.
You see there, that?
Yeah.
The ground floor.
I
you see the stairwell, isn't
it? Definitely 23, and I think 2B is obviously behind. Because you've got New Look and you've got the one next to it.
New Look. You've got Hayes Travel.
So it's that. Like alleyway, and then it goes up from there.
Yeah. But certainly, I think part of the bakery is
up along, and then you go up another.
Yeah.
And then you emerge out the.
There.
I think we just need to make sure that when we send it back, they're aware it's 23 Rock Street. It's probably because that's the main address or something. Did you have any comments you wanted to make, Councillor Dumper?
Yes, thanks Lynn. I just wondered about the lack of, say, refuse facilities, lack of because bike storage would be an issue in town like that, and drying areas as well.
What's on the ground floor?
Any of those provided or not. I didn't look in detail at it.
No.
There's nothing apart from what's on the third floor.
WC.
What's at the back there? Changing area. There isn't anything, is there?
They should make that into storage, shouldn't they? Bike storage now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we need to. Well, we can approve in principle, but want clarification about the address, but also to say that we're concerned about bin storage and cycle storage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been on that basis, then that'd be acceptable.
Yeah.
So, propose and second on the basis of approval in principle, subject to clarification regarding bin storage and cycle storage and the address.
Mm.
All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. So before I move on to the planning decisions, an item of information. I have to inform you that there will be a planning meeting next Monday before the full council, because we already have a few items that have come in that we need to clear before the Christmas break. So I'm afraid there will be a planning meeting at 6 p.m. prior to the full council next Monday. The planning decisions, we got them all right. Hooray!
Yeah, they got them all right.
So there being no other items on the agenda, I'm going to finish.
Nice.